Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, so welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. We've been speaking with Betty Eberhardt, who is one of the assistant vice presidents of the United Way. We're going to be talking about Project Warmth, which is a heating assistance program. And before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about ALICE.
So ALICE is an acronym for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, which is a mouthful, and ALICE is so much easier. It really points to the ability of families and individuals to sustain their household in a high-cost economy. We are part of a network of United Ways across the state of New York. We have a statewide office, so United Way of New York State worked on pulling together the statistical information county by county that can help guide us to say, where does your county fit into the family self-sufficiency spectrum in New York? And in Nassau and Suffolk counties, based on the data of being able to just support basic needs, which is your housing, your child care, mm-hmm. your health care costs, your transportation. Interestingly, it doesn't count utilities as a basic need, and food, that anywhere between 25% and 32% of the families who live on Long Island fit in a category of working, earning income, but not being able to afford much of anything beyond those basic needs, and therefore being very vulnerable to a single emergency that just pushes them
right
over the edge of not being able to pay a bill. And that's where our Project Warmth program really comes in,
right,
to help families who are financially struggling and may have encountered, you know, one brief emergency, whether that's a health emergency, a car repair or an accident, something that caused them to be out of
right.
work for a few days and they don't get paid while they're worked, while they're out, and trying then to balance a budget that is so finite and restrictive that they might not be able to afford the next oil delivery.
Right.
Or they may start to accumulate arrears with their heating vendor. So Project Warmth is now almost 25 years old. It is designed to provide emergency one-time assistance mm-hmm. for fuel and fuel-related electricity. So that's the electric that has to run your heating system with a one-time grant. We don't really care what the fuel source is. We will try to work with anybody. So we've done wood deliveries and mm-hmm. kerosene and pellets and all the more modern kinds of fuel, as well as your traditional oil, gas, or electric. And the interesting component of Project Warmth is that we do not have income guidelines.
Okay.
So that's very much with the ALICE households in mind. These households are working. They have income levels that may put them over the eligibility guidelines for a government benefit. And if you're $2 over, you're over.
Right.
You don't get the assistance. And so we designed the program to look at the emergency and the financial stress in the household rather than arbitrary dollar amount that you're above or below.
Right, because of course on Long Island and in New York, things are so much more expensive compared to other places
sure.
in the country. So
mm-hmm.
How do these people get the assistance?
So we work with, as I said before, a network of about 15 organizations who will do the applications. United Way raises the money for the project. This is a true collaboration. We raise the money for the project. The organizations that partner with us will actually do the application with the client. That way, the client is going to someplace close to their home to fill out their application, provide their documentation that they really do have an overdue bill, or they, you know, they do have oil in the house. And the agency works with us to qualify the person. Mm-hmm. The only real guideline that we have is when the Home Energy Assistance Program, HEAP, is open, which will not be until January, but when HEAP is open, we would require that a person who is HEAP eligible go and access that benefit first for their emergency. They can come back to Project Warmth if they subsequently have another emergency, and that does frequently happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the percentage, but we do have a goodly amount of folks who are over the income guidelines and can go straight into Project Warmth.
Right.
We work with the utility vendors and the oil vendors. So United Way manages all of the vendor payments. Once the application comes in and is approved, mm-hmm. It is a one-time thing, so we do keep a clearinghouse to make sure that a person isn't going to multiple agencies looking for the same oil delivery.
Right.
So we manage that clearinghouse. Once an application is approved, United Way pays the vendor.
So, of course, Betty, we're Project Independence, and we're really focused on people 60 and over.
Right.
We're talking about working families right now. What about, you know, retired people who are living on a fixed income, who have another crisis, like you mentioned,
right,
to these other families? Is that any different for seniors?
No different guidelines.
Okay.
Not considering your age or your family situation. We work with individuals, as well as large families. So the only, criteria would be that you do have to be the client of record with the heating source.
Oh,
so,
okay.
if it's a utility bill, it has to be a bill in your name, that it's not somebody else's responsibility to pay that bill. And if you're in a home and you're getting a heating delivery, that it is your responsibility, not a landlord's, to provide that that oil for you.
Right. So if somebody could essentially get a full tank of oil or
each year we wait until the program is ready to open, which
right.
will not be until December.
Right.
There is no getting online ahead of time because you can't create the emergency now and still have that emergency in December. So when the program opens in December, we will look to get the information out. We do a lot of publicity with organizations, trying to get them to take our flyers, hang them up, put them out. We get the information to all the public libraries, to our elected officials, so that any place where, a person may think to go
right.
when they have that emergency will know about Project Warmth.
These agencies that you work with, can you just give a couple of examples, like which agency?
So we work with some of the larger charities like Catholic Charities, Society of St. Vincent de Paul, the Family Service Agencies, and they will do applications for anyone in the public. We channel all of our referrals through 211, so it's very easy if you have an emergency with your heating, you call 211 and you would get that referral.
Okay, so that was my next question.
It's a lot easier than putting out 15 different phone numbers.
Right.
And it's one easy to remember,
mm-hmm.
three-digit number. And then we also work with agencies who may serve a large population of specialized clients, so a mental health organization that mm-hmm. might be working with clients who live independently in the community, have their own bills. We work with them to train them to do emergency applications for their own client population. So
that's great.
That's an internal kind mm-hmm. of thing. We might do it with a visiting nurse agency that might go in and realize that they're visiting in the home of somebody who's telling them they might not be able to pay for their heating. And they'll do their own client applications. Every year we wait until the program opens to see basically what the price of oil at that moment is going to be. Yeah. So we don't predetermine our dollar amount until we're sure that it's going to provide at least 100-gallon delivery. The oil vendors don't really go out and want to go out to deliver anything less than that.
Right.
So that's our sort of rule of thumb. Right now, we're working with a tentative figure of about $600. But depending on what happens in a month and a half, we have the ability to adjust that.
Right.
And that's the value of a local community based program, as opposed to a government program that has to set its dollar amount ahead of time.
So we're unfortunately coming to about a minute and a half left. So I just want to be clear. So if somebody is looking for the Project Warmth program, they're calling 211?
Correct.
They can just simply call 211 and just to ask questions about it or get any kind of information on Project Warmth.
The 211 call center has our guidelines and information. They can provide information. Of course, the program will not activate until December.
Right.
And that's really because right now we're in the fundraising mode.
Okay.
So we haven't raised the dollars yet to be able to start providing grants.
Right. So I'm sure that in North Hempstead with our community social workers, they're fully informed about Project Warmth. In fact, I know they are.
Sure.
So you can also call 311 within the town of North Hempstead and just be, you know, as a Project Independence member, we're always working with United Way and making sure that people, if it's not a program that we have in the town, we never hang up and say, sorry, we don't serve you, we can't help you. We always try to connect them to the resources that are out there. So, Betty, I want to thank you so much for coming in. We're just down to 30 seconds.
I thank you for the opportunity. We hope that you can get the word out to the people in your North Hempstead area that, you know, these programs are available for them. Please take advantage of them if you have an emergency.
And we certainly will. And by being on this radio show, we're doing
thank
just
you
that.
Very much.
Thank you for coming. And we will be back with our next guest.